From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how tsunami relief efforts in Sri Lanka are being hampered by that country's 18-year civil war. But first, the numbers keep climbing. So far, nearly 115,000 people are dead from the tsunami. Relief agencies are trying to deliver food and other supplies to the survivors, but the global scope of the devastation is making such efforts slow going. The World Health Organization says as many as 5 million people are lacking the basic supplies they need to live, and that more aid is needed immediately. Meanwhile, the search continues for those still unaccounted for. Duwali Saikautau reports from Phuket, Thailand.
And if anybody is searching for a missing person or would like to locate someone...
At the rescue center in Phuket town, a Western woman is making announcements about missing persons in English. But this announcement isn't reaching 47-year-old Suchat Siddhi, a Thai construction worker who is lost in the crowd of foreign tourists, international volunteers, and English-speaking Thai workers. Suchat has just arrived at the rescue center from Krabi province, south of Phuket. He looks exhausted, shaken, and confused. In Thai, he explains that he lost his only daughter at the Patong Merlin Hotel. Suchat pulls out a white hand towel from inside his soiled jacket.
His daughter come to find her mother that is work for Patong Merlin Hotel. And he heard that his daughter and his ex-wife was buried under the wreckage of the building, you know, and he said that he will stay here until he can find the body of his daughter.
He tries to contain his tears, but can't.
Now he don't have the shelter, you know, but he will stay here at this center, helping center, for waiting for the news of his girl.
At Rasada Pier, some 45 minutes from Phuket town, workers were cleaning up the debris. Pilwa Pilantana is general manager of Rasada VIP Coral Tour, which takes tourists to Koh Phi Phi and other islands. Koh Phi Phi was literally destroyed from the tsunami. She describes the day it hit.
Change the color, mountain, the sea, and in the boat, safety.
She said most people on boats or ships at sea returned to the pier safely. Pilwa said the damage from the tsunami occurred mostly on land. Back at the rescue center, Police Lieutenant Colonel Somdai Ratanaapa says there are many Thai agencies and international NGOs helping people like Suchat and Pilwa.
They reach them personally at the accommodation or the place to help them. Like they want to go to see their relative somewhere else. They need money, like a bus fare or something. They were donated to go anywhere to release them from frustration or, you know, to have somebody to talk to.
Somkyai adds that all help is appreciated for the tsunami victims.
It's a hard thing for us to explain that we are very, very suffer. We are very sad about that. But comparing to other countries like Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia, I think we are still a bit lucky.
For NPR News, I'm Duwali Saikautau in Phuket, Thailand.